Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Lakeside United Methodist Church. If you're a first-time visitor, we welcome you. I'm Pastor David Branson. If you're one of our northern visitors back, we welcome you back every week. It's so good to see folks coming back to warm weather. Is it getting cold up north? No. You're just missing us if you want to come back and see us, right? So we're glad to see some of those folks starting to come back in as well. Just a few quick announcements this morning. It is All Saints Sunday. We're going to celebrate the saints that have gone home to be with the Lord. And as we say, receive their award for a faith-filled life. So today we're going to remember those that we've lost this year and just celebrate what they mean to us as well. Your Connect cards are in your bulletins. I would encourage you to fill those out. Just put your name on it if you're a regular attendee. That's our way to count our attendance this morning. And any messages that you'd like to get to me or the office, that would be your best way to do that as well. A reminder that our United Methodist women are having their bazaar next Saturday from 8 to 1. And I know they've been overworking and preparing and setting up this week, so I know it's in your bulletin there. Read that, and hopefully you can come out and spend some time with the women this Saturday. So I would encourage you to do that as well. A reminder that our leadership council is meeting this Wednesday at 7 p.m. in the library. So if you're a part of that, you know who you are, and hopefully we will see you Wednesday evening for our leadership council as well. Well, we've closed up our pumpkin patch. As you can see, there's only a couple, two or three left out there, so we've done very well. This was our best year for the pumpkin patch. We've raised over $5,000 this year. Wow. The church doesn't get to pocket $5,000. We get about 25% of that, which is a little over $1,200. So that will go, all of that money will go right back out into our community. We've chosen three missions and ministries in our community that money will go right back out. Four. We have four missions or ministries that we help out with that. Mr. Kim, wanted me to thank all of you again. You all were great coming out of the help man, the pumpkin patch. Many of you came on successive days, and we're so grateful for your participation in that. I know Kim was relieved to get some breaks during the day, so thank you all for everyone that came out and participated and helped out with that as well. Our t-shirts that we have for Crosswalk, any of you remember these purple t-shirts? But we have some extras. If you would be interested in them, Miss Robin or our young ladies may be over in the fellowship hall after church for $5. You can give to a good cause and have one of our cross t-shirts for our crosswalk. So hopefully you will be interested in that as well. I do want to remember our veterans. Friday is Veterans Day, so we always want to remember the veterans in our congregation. Has anyone here served in the military? Please stand if you have. Let us recognize you for service. Thank you all so much. For all you've done to protect and serve our nation. We are very appreciative of that as well. I'm ready to worship our Lord. Are you?
Amen.
Let's prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you.
ready to go for our call to worship, which will be on the PowerPoint. Take courage, all you people.
Take courage, says the Holy One, for I am with you.
Do not be afraid, for God's Spirit is with us.
The Holy One watches over all who come in love.
Let our mouths speak the praise of God.
Let us bless God's holy name forever and ever.
Our opening this morning, sing with all the saints in glory, is on the PowerPoint, also in the hymnal number 702.
Thank you.
Did you have to get them out of bed rather roughly this morning? Well, I'm going to ask you if you have a hard time remembering things. You do? Are you ever told your mom says, go clean your room? And that afternoon she says, well, did you clean your room? What do you say? I forgot. Did they say that? So they forget sometimes that they have a chore to do. And they just said, well, you know, I'm awful young. My memory's bad. But you know what happens to all of us older folks?
It only gets worse.
It only gets worse. I'm afraid I have to agree with Kathy. It does get worse. You know what this is?
Yeah.
A strain. Way, way back in the old days, how many of you ever tied a string on your finger to remember something? Where did that come from, by the way? Who had a hard time remembering? You? Come here a second. Let me help you here. Put your finger out like that. Okay, Mom, he's never, ever going to forget to clean his room. From now on, you're going to have that on your finger, and you're going to look at that and say, oh, I've got to clean my room today. Okay? Let him take it off when he takes it back. But put it right back on. What are these for? What are they? Remember, you know what these are? Sticky notes. What do you need to remember? What time do you get up to go to school? Okay, we're going to put one of these right here. So when you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror, that's going to say, go to school. Now you have to, of course, take that off when you take a bath as well, right? So sometimes we need to be reminded to do things, don't we? Turn around and look up on the altar there. What are those things up there on the altar? Do you know? These plates that we have, what are we going to have today? Do you know? Communion? Why do we have communion? We have it once a month. Why did Jesus tell his disciples and us, do this in remembrance of me? Why did Jesus tell that to people? Do you know? So when we would remember Jesus and the gift that he gave us, wouldn't we? So when we do communion, that's to help us remember that Jesus, for one, loves us enough that he gave himself on the cross for us. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Do you think we would forget over hundreds of years if we didn't do something like this to remember Jesus? You think people could forget? They could, couldn't they? And here we've had this great gift, and we've just forgotten about it and, like, throwing it away, and we wouldn't remember that Jesus loves us. So that's what Jesus gave us this meal for that we're going to have today. Holy Communion is so we remember the gift that Jesus gave us, himself. That's pretty cool for someone to do that for us. For each one of you, for me, for every one of these folks. Jesus did that just for you. So that must make you pretty special, huh? Because Jesus did that just for you. And for me and for everybody. So that's what I want you to remember today. To clean your room and to get up and go to school. And that Jesus loves you more than anything in the world. That's the really most important thing. Is that right? That's the most important thing. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for the precious gift of these children. Father, I thank you for their enthusiasm. For their thirst to learn more about you. Father, I just pray a blessing upon each one of them today. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's children said, Amen. All right. You guys going to Sunday school, some of you? All right. So don't forget, you got to get up and go to school tomorrow. And you got to clean your room, right? Okay. Today is a special day, All Saints Day. Every year we come together to remember those that we've lost this year. sure all of us have been touched by the passing of a loved one or a friend or someone dear to us. I know there may be some on your heart today that didn't make it on our list, but you can lift them up as well in your hearts. God knows your heart. So would you please be in the spirit of worship and prayer this morning as we remember these folks who have passed away that have been close to us. And we remember them dearly. This list is in your bulletin as well, if you'd like to follow along. This morning we come together, let's pray. Father God, this morning we come together to remember these precious souls. These folks that have gone to their eternal rest this year. Father, we don't understand why, and our grief still surrounds us. But Father, we can rest assured that you have called each one of these saints home, and that now they reside with you in the presence of the Holy Father, and the Holy Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amy Pearl McPhee. Barbara Brennenstahl. Bill Graham. Brandon Wilson. Connie Broadwater. Gina McDonald. Jane Hall. Jessica Palma. Karen Estrada. Kevin Howard. Lita Lewis. Marcella Santiago. Margo Lee Bay. Melinda Branson. Myrtle Fortebrady. Richard Fearbin. Robert Bacon. Robert Peck. Thomas Roberts Jr. Tom Prater. Warren Johnson. Zuri Tall. Heavenly Father, as we've lifted these saints up to you this morning, Father, we rest assured that you have called them home, that you have given them their rightful place in heaven, that your Son Jesus Christ has ensured our eternal salvation. Father, we lift these folks up to you this morning. And we lift up those who grieve for them this day. Father, we pray that you would comfort us and console us in our grief. And that we can celebrate their lives together here today. We thank you for that eternal salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Service that we come together as well to remember those needing our prayers today. I know you may have folks on your heart today that will go unsaid out loud. So once again, rest assured that God hears your prayers and your praises. Hear these folks this morning. Donna Linderson had back surgery today, or this week, and we're praying for her recovery as well. Frances Smith continues to have health concerns, and we just pray for her as well. Karen Snyder, she did have her PET scan this week and got a somewhat good report from the doctor, but she's done follow-up appointments as well. So continue to lift Karen and her cancer diagnosis and treatment of it as well. And David Snyder, her husband, will be having reconstructive surgery on his foot in December. Larry Koosman as well has spent today 1 week at the VA hospital from recovering from some issues, health issues that he had. I believe he is coming home tomorrow, so keep Larry in your prayers that we can get a better housing situation for him as well. Bunny Carr, Bunny, good to see you. We continue to pray for you as well, dear. You look better each week, so we continue to pray for Bunny. And Carolyn Ludwig as well, our administrative assistant in the office. She had outpatient surgery this week and is recovering as well. So keep Carolyn in your prayers. We do lift up our nation for these election results to come through smoothly on Tuesday, and then we can move forward with our lives and get away from all this negativity we see on TV. Just keep Tuesday in your prayers for our electoral process as well. We're asking a blessing for Violet Simmons. She's going to be traveling for a couple of weeks. And Gary looks so sad, but he's missing her already. So just keep Gary in your prayers as well. And safe travel for Violet and some of her family members as well. I know there's things on your heart this morning, so let's go before the Lord in prayer. You bow your heads. Gracious God, you have heard our pleadings this morning. You have heard these names lifted up before you. Those that have a special place in our hearts. We're grateful that they're safe with you today. Father, you've heard these names lifted up as well for people needing healing, reconciliation, people needing closer walk with you. Father, we bring those that we love and care about to you this morning, that you would meet each individual and each case in its point of need. Father, let our eyes be open and our ears be alive for the sound of God in the midst. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for giving us the reassurance of your place in each one of our lives. Father, today where we find ourselves weak, where we may even find ourselves in unbelief and find ourselves yearning for the answers to our pleadings and our prayers. Father, I pray that we can feel your presence in each of these situations. I pray that we can feel you close to us when we're all alone. Father, I pray for our world today. Father, we know in our hearts that good people are out there. That people still want to help one another. That people still want to reach out to those in need. Father, I lift our circumstances up to you today. Father, I pray that we would turn to you. That we would turn to you for guidance. That we would turn to you for hope. And that we would turn to you for clarity in our lives. So today, Father, we pray that you would be amongst us, not only in this place, but as we leave this place, Lord, you go before us. You smooth the bumps in our lives, and that we can recognize it when it does that. So, Father, be with us today in our time of worship. Be with us as we celebrate Holy Communion, as we talk about with the kids. Father, it's our way of remembering what you've done for us through your Son, Jesus. And for that, we are grateful. Father, we love you. We give you the praise and thanksgiving today, Lord, for our eternal salvation. And someday our name will be read as well from the list of saints that have gone home to be with you. Father, for that, we are grateful. We pray these things in the holy and precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
those forgotten. Father, we love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Please stand if you're able for the reading of God's word this morning. I will lift you up high, my God, the true King. I will bless your name forever and always. I will bless you every day. I will praise your name forever and always. The The Lord is great and so worthy of praise. God's greatness can't be grasped. One generation will praise your works to the next one, proclaiming your mighty acts. They will talk all about the glorious splendor of your majesty. I will contemplate your wondrous works. Starting in 17. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, faithful in all his deeds. The Lord is close to everyone who calls out to him, to all who call out to him sincerely. God shows favor to those who honor him, listening to their cries for help and saving them. The Lord protects all who love him, but he destroys every wicked person. My mouth will proclaim the Lord's praise, and every living thing will bless God's holy name forever and always. Let's pray. Gracious God, let us forever and always praise your name. Father, not to let us forget the gift that you've given us. So, Father, bless these words, the meditations of my heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'm sure all of us here in church today has heard of God's saving grace. Now, rather than make anyone feel strange, raise your hand if you know of this saving grace. Verse 8 told us today, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. How many of you deserve God's mercy today? We're going to talk a little bit about the difference between grace and mercy. How many of you are in need of God's mercy today? Well, all hands should go up. Maybe your arm's tired. You know, as an American culture, we've heard a lot in the past, I'd like to say, month or two about the electoral process, but this has been going on for a couple of years, hasn't it? Or is it just me? As Americans, tell me if you've heard some of these phrases. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. We make money the old-fashioned way. We earn it. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Yes, there is. We make free lunches for people here. There's no gain without pain. Now that, I think, is true. Anything that I do that hurts me, I tell myself, this has to be good for you. God helps those who help themselves. How many times have we heard that? It's the part of our American work ethic. We know that we have to go out, find a job, work hard to get the things we need or want, to get the things we want. Last few weeks ago, I preached on what do we actually need and what do we actually want. I never have everything I want. I don't think I ever will. You know what I'm looking at now? Sidebar. These big yachts on Facebook. There's a 55-foot MJM yacht that I want. I didn't tell my wife this, but they make you email them to ask the price. They won't even tell you the price. Let me check my phone. They haven't sent me that back yet. I'm thinking that boat is about $500,000. I told Max a couple of weeks ago, I was watching a fishing show and they were evaluating boats and they had a 36-foot, I believe it was a Boston Whaler. I watched it, I said, ooh, that's the one I want. Down at the bottom it said $249,000. I said, okay, I'm going to give the guy a call. Did you all know you're giving me a raise? I'm going to petition the church for a raise. Now that's things I want. That's not things I need. There's a big difference. If I work hard enough, I can get that boat, can I? I've worked pretty hard all my life. I never could get that boat. I'm telling myself I can't work hard enough to get that boat. You think there's a problem when we think of our salvation in that way? If I do enough good things, my salvation is guaranteed. Anyone ever think like that? Does anyone think if I do more, I'm going to get into heaven? If I do better, you know what? If you all give more money to the church, I guarantee you see in heaven. Can you pass the plates again? Let's see how many people want to go to heaven. I attended a I attended a worship service one time that they passed the offering plate about four times. And you had to have something to put in it each time. Or your neighbor will catch you funny. It wasn't a Methodist church, by the way. And the worship service was like 3 hours long. So if you sat there long enough, you're willing to pay to get out, right? That leadership council, I want to bring that up Wednesday night. If we keep them in here 4 hours, every hour, make them give an offering, and by the end of 4 hours, they will be paying to get out of this place. We don't deserve this grace that we talk about. What is grace? One of my favorite definitions is grace is the face that God wears when he looks at my failures. For you see that God is always gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great mercy. We talked about mercy a minute ago. What's the difference between grace and mercy? They walk hand in hand, but they're totally different. Mercy is when God doesn't give us what we deserve or punish. That's mercy. God is being merciful to us. Grace is when God gives us what we don't deserve, a blessing. Any of you fall into that category? Absolutely. Mercy and grace. I'm going to quickly go through five things that remind us of this gift. These aspects of God's saving grace. The first is to realize it's a gift. God is giving us a gift. God saved us by his grace when you believe. And you can't take credit for this. It is the gift from God. Ephesians 2:8 tells that. We don't deserve it. God gives it freely. It's a gift. Number two, God's grace must be received. Now, if I were to give each one of you a check for $1,000, I'm not going to do that, by the way, because I'm saving that for a vote. But if I were to give you a check for $1,000, and you just put it away somewhere and never cashed it, what good would it have done you? This gift, this saving grace must be received. God is giving it to you through Jesus Christ. And if you don't receive it, it's like getting a check for $1 million that you just put away and never cash. You've got to receive it. Third thing, God's grace is available to everyone. I told the children that this morning. This grace is available to everyone. Remember last week, I don't have my tape measure. Remember I was measuring people? And I said, do the taller people get more grace? I said, yes. Nancy said, no. Well, my friends over here said, no, I get the same amount of grace you do just because you're a big person. Everyone gets this grace. God doesn't play favorites. even if you're tall or short. The fourth point. God's saving grace only comes through where? Come on, now you got to get this right. Come on, choir, help me. Where do we get our salvation, our saving grace from? Speak up. I think they all had laryngitis. From Jesus Christ is the only place we're going to receive this gift. I'm not afraid to say that loud. Jesus Christ is the only way we receive this. We've all sinned. And God does not ignore our sin. Do you think because we're sinners, God's going to say, oh, no, I'll forget about that. He knows everything we've done wrong, every sinful thing we've done, every unkind word we've said. Now that, I wish God would have a little amnesia. I try not to say unkind words anymore, but son of a dummy, son of a dummy, so easily. I love people. I love to strike people. No! I try not to hit people anymore. Are you all pretty good at that? Are there people you want to hit? Now that you can read. John tells us that God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. And whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Do you believe that this morning sitting here?
Yes.
Did God send Jesus here to condemn us all? What did He send Him here for?
To save us.
To save us. To give us mercy. To give us grace. We don't deserve either one of those, and God freely gives them. This is where this ties us together today. The fifth point that this saving grace gives us. We've read a list of names of people we dearly love today. The fifth thing that this saving grace does for us is extend it into eternity. You know, when you read these list of names off, I've done a lot of funerals now. They always get up and say nice things about the people that have passed away. I bet you some of these folks weren't the best people, were they? And God probably knows this. But God is willing to forgive. He doesn't forget, but He forgives. And this saving grace is for eternity. That's how we remember these folks today. In Romans, it tells us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You ever thought about what heaven's like? There's a lot of different things. There's some nice pictures painted of heaven, isn't there? Three things I want you to remember today about heaven. This gives me a good feeling. It's a place of reunion. I want to see my dad again. I miss my dad. My dad has been gone almost 2 years. You know what? I almost put his name back on this list because I couldn't remember. I said, oh, we must have forgotten to put that on. He's been dead 2 years. He's still so much alive in my heart, and I miss him. It just seems like yesterday he was here. But heaven is a place of reunion. It's a place, the second thing I want you to remember, it's a place of reward. I say this a lot at funerals. They've received their reward. Yeah, but I miss them. Why are they gone so soon? Last thing grieving families want to hear, oh, they're in a better place. God said their work here was done. He took them home. How come comforting is that to you folks to lose someone? People don't know what to say. They say those things because they care and they love you, but they're hollow in many ways in that moment, aren't they? But what we have to remember is God truly has rewarded the saints. He's given them the reward. Now, I like this one because the older I get, the more aches and pains I have, and every time I do things, the first thing I think of, I wonder how long it's going to take to get over this. You know, you go outside and want to throw a football or a frisbee with the kids. I throw that football one time and I'm like, oh boy, that's going to take a couple of weeks to get over. I hope it feels better in a couple of weeks. You throw that thing three or four times, you're like, oh boy, I'm going to remember this day for a long time. But this third thing about heaven is it's a place of release. Release, no more pain, no more sadness, no more sorrow, suffering. Where our grief, our depression will be no more. Our loneliness will be gone. Amen. Does that make you feel good today? This life has some problems associated with it. Heaven does not. Unless we don't cash the check. Don't leave your check on the desk, in the drawer. I'll go get it later. There's no time like the present. Today you're going to come to this altar. You're going to share in Holy Communion the gift of Jesus Himself. Cash your check. Say, God, yes, I do receive this gift. So as you come forward today for Holy Communion, you remember that you are receiving a gift. Just like I told the kids, we do this so we don't forget the gift. So we don't leave the check in the desk. That's why we come together today. It's the greatest gift of all. It's God's saving grace. Will you receive it? Will you open it? Will you use it? It's offered to everyone. It's offered to everyone. This gift is forever. Let's appreciate it for what it is. It's our salvation. Let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for this gift of Jesus. Father, thank you for this song that David constructed for us. He put these words together to encourage us. He put these words together to give us hope. Father, we love you. Be with us now as we share this holy meal. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let us give thanks for this precious gift. There will be responsive readings for you this morning and next stream, please. Please join me. We give thanks at the Lord's table. Come to the Lord's table, all who love Him. Come to the Lord's table. Confess your sin. Come to the Lord's table. Be at peace. We have not believed you or trusted in your power.
Lord, have not believed.
We have stained our souls by our action and inaction.
Yes, Lord.
We are broken by disease, bruised by the sin of others, weakened and unable to repair ourselves.
Heal us, Lord.
We ignore your call to center our lives in you, and so are deaf to the hopes and cries of the poor, the sick, the needy, and the earth. When we confess our sinful ways, God abundantly pardons. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. By one Spirit we are all baptized into the one body.
Let us then pursue the things that make peace and the middle of our common life.
The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Holy Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is praised among all peoples. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to the glory of your name.
Holy.
You are holy, Almighty One. Blessed are you, Jesus Christ. In the power of the Spirit, you created all things. Bless them and call them good. You call to yourself a people to make your mercy known and your truth known in all the world. We betrayed your calling.
You betrayed.
We wandered from the way. And still we turned from your ways, abused your creatures, and made ourselves slaves to sin and death. At the right time you came and dwelt among us, as one of us, bringing good news to the poor, healing the sick, raising the dead, sharing table with the unrighteous, and teaching the way that leads to life. By your incarnation, life, suffering, execution, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery, made a new covenant with us by water and the Spirit, and received us and all your saints to yourself in glory everlasting. On the night of your betrayal, Lord Jesus, you took bread, blessed it, broke it, gave it to your disciples, and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." You did the same with the cup. After the supper, saying, "This cup that is poured out is the new covenant in my blood." Blessed Trinity, in remembrance of all you have done to save us, we offer ourselves to you in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of our faith. Make these gifts the body and blood of Christ. Abba, Father. Glory to you. Come, Lord Jesus. Glory to you.
Glory.
Holy Spirit,
send us to the world.
Glory to you.
Glory to you.
Holy Blessed Trinity,
one God forever.
Glory to you.
Glory to you.
And now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.
Amen. Those assisting with communion, please come forward to them. Please join me in the prayer of thanksgiving. Lord, you now have set your servants free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of ours have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see. Blessing and honor and glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Please stand for our closing hymn, Here I Come.
Thank you.
benediction. As we leave this place, let us leave as those who have accepted this gift of saving grace. Let us go out now and tell others about it. We love you, brethren. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.